Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody. Don't forget, Big J is going to be in Nashville this week and Austin at Moon Tower. You got a bunch of chances to see us this Friday, April 22nd, 7 p.m. at Antone's live bonfire show. But Jay's also got two shows of the worst. Comics tell tales of the worst situations of their life. All at BigJComedy.com. Go get those tickets. Go get your badges. Come see a show.
Do the right thing. Dan Soder, of course, going to be headlining the Paramount Theater in Austin, Texas. That is Thursday, April 21st. Everybody get there. You don't have to have a festival badge. You just got to buy a ticket. It's a standalone show and a festival show. What? It's one way, it's this way. It's over there, it's over there. So two-faced. Make sure you check out that and all Dan's dates coming up at dansoder.com.
And now, The Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
Welcome to the Bonfire, SiriusXM Faction Talk 103. I'm Dan Soder. That's Big J. Okerson. We're live in Nashville. The crew back in New York. Lou and Jacob in studio. Black Lou at home. Our Black King, the Black Tiger, Louis Johnson. We're live in studio with the mayor of Nashville, the king of Nashville, the Duke of Old Hickory, Nate Bargatze.
Hello. Welcome. Welcome to Nashville. You want to move here? Yeah. Come through me.
Dude, the welcome committee.
I'm wearing y'all down.
You didn't wear me down, buddy. I'm already in.
Yeah, I feel like Jay's already here.
I'm zillowing places.
Yeah, I feel like a college recruit where he's like, you can do this. You want to see our facilities?
I'll show you the facilities. Yeah.
This is nice.
These nice open roads.
Here's
driving
the thing.
Home.
Here's the thing I will tell you, though, and it's very possible to probably make this happen. It's do you want it? Is it Louis J. Gomez comes down then. So we get the Legion of Skanks here. Now, you don't want Louis J. Gomez walking around your neighborhood with a shirt off.
No, yes, I do. Yes, I do.
We're definitely get kicked out.
They have to have a meeting with Nate. They go, we love you, people.
The governor calls me. I'm like, well, how did you get in on this? Louis is that big of a problem. The governor gets involved.
Nate, he just kicks his boots up on a desk. Nate, we got a snake problem. Yeah. A rattlesnake problem.
Dude, Louis just coming in and walking around with his shirt off, walking sport around the neighborhood. Yeah. So funny.
Dude, almost RIP. You told me about Sport.
Yeah. Sport is getting put down, I think, next week.
I think he wanted to spill the news, but young spoil it.
Yeah, I'm a spoiler.
Lewis is like, hey, don't say anything.
Spoiler alert.
We're going to do
spoiler
a funeral alert for Sport.
Yeah. It's actually sad because Sport was kind of in and out. He hasn't been around for a long time. Yeah. He's been living with Lewis's ex. But it is funny to put a timeline on that. Like, I remember when Sport was a problem for everybody.
I remember when Sport was a problem for young baby James because he was a baby and he was like, Sport's got to go in the other room. And you just hear Sport be like, raw, raw, at the apartment on 21st.
He would be in his apartment. You would go over there and it was a night. I mean, it was like, you're like, oh, that's Lewis's dog.
He would tell you
like
to stop.
Like, it made sense.
Yeah. He would tell you to stop moving.
Yeah.
He goes, stop moving. He'll stop trying to bite you. And you're like, I want to hang out with my friend.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Yeah, exactly. It's like, you want to play video games? And you're like, yeah, the problem is, dude, as soon as my fingers move, like, your dog starts trying to eat my hands. He's like, oh, Sport! Sport! He's very well trained. Sport!
My friend, the worst I've ever seen it was my buddy Joey's house. You'd go over there growing up, and he had this dog, Louie, that would just aggressively bark at you the whole time you were there. And all they would do is go, Louie, shut up! And he would just sit next to you and go, hush, and just bark at you while you're sitting on the couch watching Monday Night Football. And you're like, I don't feel comfortable. He's like, hush, just sitting there. You're like, he was a big dog. So you're like, I don't like this at all.
When we were all, you may have been there for this. Nate was definitely there. We were all at my house, barbecue or something, or just hanging out for something, a bunch of us. And Louis had like the, hey, guys, walk over with me. I got to go. Like, let's Sport out for a minute. And he opened the door, and he goes, I'm going to let him go. And Sport, I mean, busts through the wine and just, I mean, goes
daylight
off
gone
leash
yeah
down to the main road.
Yeah.
Gone. You made the right, you know, the right down the hill. Yeah. It's like Elliott Avenue.
Where you can look over and see the highway.
Yes. Yeah, 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 yeah. So he starts hauling us, and he goes, Sport! 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 And he goes, I'll be fine. He comes back. And then he starts coming back. He goes, Here, do you remember this? He goes, here he goes. Sport, good boy. Sport. And Sport just, he never changes speed. He just comes and zips right by us and goes completely the other way all the way down the street. Sport! God damn it! Hang on, guys. He'll come back. He always comes back.
I think we were out there forever because we had to wait for Sport. We had to go look for Sport.
He just left. We go, he goes, dude, I'm a great dog owner. I go, then how come every time you have a chance, this dog tries to escape you?
He would always tell us, he's like, I had to go walk it. And then you're like, but he doesn't go home. Lewis was the most not home person I've ever seen. And to have a dog and you're like, your dog has been locked up, I think, for a long time.
He's fine.
Sport's fine. I walked him earlier Tuesday.
He also lived at a hotel for a little bit. Could you imagine how shitty that was?
Oh, really?
Living next to Sport in a hotel.
Well, it was great what he said.
I don't know, Lewis or Sport. If you had a pick, one of these people are going to own this apartment, do you want it to be Lewis or Sport?
Well, in the hotel, he said every time Sport would piss and shit enough where it smelled bad, he couldn't bring chicks back, he would just move to another room. He goes, this room smells like shit.
Why was he in the hotel?
He just decided to live in a hotel. But it was like a junkie hotel.
Yeah. It was Lewis's writer's phase. That's when he was a writer. That's when he was a poet.
That's my Dylan era.
We talked about when I had to go help him move that day. I think we've talked about it, but it's my favorite. Just the, I don't know, maybe we didn't talk about it on here, but it's, he had to go when he was getting moved and he was getting evicted out of that apartment. And so they wouldn't let him go up.
Yeah.
So it was like the worst because we have to go in because we're the only ones allowed to go in. He can't. And he's just out front just smoking cigarettes, but like screaming at everybody. We're yelling through. Lewis, do you want this table?
Is that the one where the cops had to get called because he told the guy he was going to kill him?
That was the one by Bobby. That was the apartment by Bobby Kelly.
He put a knife down. He goes, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to stab you with a knife. He goes, yeah. And then what happened? He goes, why'd you get kicked out? He's like, well, there was a knife. out.
He showed him the knife.
He showed him the knife and then put it down.
And he goes, I'm going to kill you with this knife.
With this knife.
He put it down and left and he goes, my roommate's freaking out about something.
I got to go home. I don't know what his problem is.
He goes, cops are in my house. He goes, I don't know what this is all about. I go, it's probably something to do with the knife threat.
Yeah.
He's like, oh.
Man, I wonder how long, because Sport's old.
15, 16 now,
He is an old 15-year-old Jack Russell Terrier. I wonder at what age. I bet James had some good years with Sport, where Sport was just like,
oh, yeah.
Trying to run.
Oh, for sure. Well, Lewis just said he just saved his Sport's blind. Yeah. He can only walk left. So he said this week, he was like, I thought he was going to die here at the house. He told me today, he said he was doing his thing where he just keeps circling left, but it keeps, you know, he keep going left, he's just making like, you're moving somewhere. Yeah. You're just going in a circle all the time. And he goes, he started going towards, Lewis lives in a split level. So the living room's got like the railing over like where the front door is down there, 5 feet, whatever.
Yeah.
And he just goes, Sport was just turning and not looking. And then he just goes completely through the bars of the railing. Lewis, he had to die, like grab his legs. It's the only thing to say. Because Sport's not got a brace. So he can't even see it. He would just fall and been like, oh, we're flying now. And then just
Sport's
collapsed on the ground.
Sport's thriving in his Mr. Magoo phase. Yeah.
But I didn't see Sport from Wiley Jack Russell till I went with to Lewis's ex's, or as like Beatrice is with him, one day to pick up food or something. It was a couple months ago. We went over to his new place. And we saw Beatrice, and I didn't believe it was Sport. He shrunk.
Oh, wow.
And his hair is all like wiry and like patchy. Yeah. And like he's just got milky eye. And I was like, who's this freak? He's like, that's Sport. That's Sport. That's, oh, hang on. He's going, oh, there he goes. And that's Sport. And he's like, and Sport looks at him. He's like,
do dogs?
he barked. He's like writing kill me and kibble on the ground. Kill me.
Do my grandma's dog went completely blind and deaf and she just had it in the house. And he was just like walking up and he would touch you and you'd be like, oh, it touched me. And he'd be like, hey. And he'd just go and piss in the kitchen and she'd be like, oh, buddy's going in the kitchen. It's like, put him down.
Yeah.
Kill him.
The Family Guy did a great thing on that when he was like, when they did the thing about Brian being an old dog that's a burden to everybody.
Yeah.
He's walking over by the food. He's like, he puts his head in the bowl and he's like, just lays there.
Those milk.
The milky eye.
Milky eyes.
Once Dawkins gets a milky eye, I'm taking it out back.
Do it myself.
Because I'm going to think of like,
hey, guess what? You can do that here in Nashville.
Yeah. Put your own dog down?
Yeah. Nice. In the yard. You have a big enough yard.
I'm just going to tell Katie, when Myrtle gets like old, when she becomes like a 14-year-old dog, we're just going to go for a walk, and I'm going to come back and have her taxidermied.
Yeah.
Just have her stuff and be like, she's great.
She'll come back with a new puppy.
And go, we traded it in.
Yeah.
Traded in. Kelly Blue Book on Myrtle was very low.
Dude, you've heard this, but I think this is one of the craziest things ever for sure, our friend Michelle. I think you may have met Michelle before, mm-hmm. Nate, but she's the one that did the musical that me and Lewis were in, Ha the Musical. And she's become a very good friend of ours. Yeah. Isabella works with her and stuff. But she isn't. She always has somewhere between 4 and 6 dogs. And they're all little tiny ones that just bark constantly. They don't go outside. There's like pee pad. She loves them. And she will take such good care of them, like grooming and everything. But they're just like indoor dogs completely. And then one of them died. And she wanted to get it taxidermied. And so she just put it in the freezer in a bag.
No.
Oh.
And the housekeeper, like, just, can you imagine going? He goes, yeah. You go, oh, goes, oh, my wrist hurts. Let me get a little ice from my wrist. You have this.
Oh, my God. She's Captain America-ing her dog.
And then she sent it off to get taxidermy. He'd never picked it up. It's just standing somewhere.
It's a delivery service? Now they come get the dog? Deliver. No, they don't know. He goes, like an Uber? Like yeah.
You got to bring it here?
Yeah, he goes, we'll bring it here. He goes, he's going to fall out by the time I get there. Do you have like a truck or something?
Would you tell, Laura was telling me earlier, the gerbil story?
Yeah.
Guinea pig story. That's wild.
So I don't know. I'm going to tell it tonight at the storytelling show. And then... This will be in my next hour. I just don't, because Harper's still young,
mm-hmm.
So I don't want her
to. You can't tell her yet.
I can't tell her, and she believes this. But we had like, she wanted a guinea pig for after.
She's listening right now.
Yeah.
She's like, turn it up. Right, she's in the back seat. Just turn that up.
Turn that up a little bit.
Sorry, my dad's on yeah. Sirius. Can you pump up the volume?
Crank it up.
Excuse me. No disrespect, but.
Yeah.
Uber by herself looking at her phone.
Talking about me.
She looks up. Can you turn that up?
In an Uber by herself.
She goes, what do you got that on? 103? Turn that up. My dad's promoting.
Yeah. So we got, she wanted for, I said, if you get like, you know, A's in third grade or something. Mm-hmm. I was like, she wanted a guinea pig. So I was like, I will get you a guinea pig. Well, she does, because third grade's easy. And,
it was to no credit of her own. It was a cruise course.
Honestly, it's the last grade I had great success with.
Yeah. Third grade is like,
you know, you have barely any work and you do well.
Fourth grade, they added in multiplication and everything.
Laura didn't want to get the guinea pig, but I was like, we already said we'd do it. So we go get it. It's just like cute, you know, go to Petco or whatever, and whatever it is, like PetSmart, and then buy it and like whatever. It's like $25. And so we get it home, blah, blah, whatever. You know, typical kid, like, you know, says they want it, not always up, not doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Responsibility.
So we were like, you got to shut the doors, that the room that it's in, because our dog, Holly, will, like, you know, I was like, our dog doesn't know that you got straight A's. So she wants to eat him. And so you got to lock these doors, whatever. So then we're gone. Me and Lars with me at Memphis at some trip, and then my mom's watching my daughter. And we get a call. We hear just wailing and crying in the back. So someone left that door open. The dog got in there. And, I mean, fur is everywhere on the floor. And we don't know where the guinea pig's at.
So Holly got after it.
Holly got after it. But we don't know, like, did she what swallow happened, yeah. it? Did she wound it? Is it in the walls?
She save it for later?
I always had a big fear of it. Like, as I'll just be like a month later, he's going to come out of the wall and be like, and you're like, you're still alive, man?
You thought
like,
you could kill me.
I healed myself. He's got perfect bandages on. He goes, you thought I wasn't going to come through this.
I had to re-break my leg and set it.
Or one day you just hear, he goes, hey, dog.
Yeah.
The dog looks up and goes, guess who?
Big scar down its face.
Stone Cold stuns him.
You should have made sure I was finished.
Should have finished the job, mutt. Yeah.
Gives him the rock bottom.
She's back. Oh, my God.
So we don't know where it's at. And so we're like, you know, she's.
Was there just fur or was there blood?
I think there was just fur. I think there was maybe there's a little bub as fur. Like we weren't home.
Okay.
So we're like, you know, and there's a little bit of us being like, all right, if she doesn't. You know, you're not that mad as a parent. I know you don't want an animal to die, but you're definitely like...
Yeah, it takes a little
time. We did it.
Food budget loosens up.
Yeah, you're like, let's not...
Fell apart,
That didn't work out. So then my sister comes over, and we've had a lot of animal problems with our family, where we've had a bird fly out. We had a tarantula at one point froze. He broke in our house, just froze to death. We had fish that jumped out of the aquarium and killed themselves.
All right, dude, that is so funny when you see that.
Dude, Carla's, my ex's... mom used to have, she got 3 of these gigantic couple $100 fish a piece.
And cichlids?
Kept it, and I forget, but it kept it in the tank that was like for a young person to have some goldfish in their house.
Yeah.
And this thing, it took up like, you know, it was like, it was just constantly going boom, boom, like banging on either side of this thing. And then every time she'd buy one, within a month of having it, you'd come home one day and it was just dead on the floor. The whole, it was such a big fish, it would bust out of the top and rather just die.
When I lived with Amir and he started like doing really well selling weed, he got into fish tanks and he bought a 120-gallon fish tank and he started buying weird shit to put in it. And he bought an eel, a freshwater eel. And he was like, yo, look how cool this eel is. He's like, yo, this eel is awesome. And it would just swim around. And one day, like on a Friday morning, I was hungover and I went to the kitchen and I like got something to drink and I stepped on something and I was like, what is it? And it was just the dead eel on the ground. Like that. And it like jumped out. It was like, I can't live it. I was like, oh, fuck.
It's a monster.
Dude, it was, like, I touched it with my bare foot and I was like, yeah.
It wasn't, it shocked you? Like it was one that shocked you? Like, it's like, yeah, like you touch it, you're like, hey, whoa, what was that?
Ooh, I'm awake.
Ooh, well, don't need the coffee.
What was that?
The story's gets better.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm very excited about
this. So my sister comes over there. My sister Abigail's the one that loves pets and all this stuff. And we had, I mean, our dog, Annie, that died. My parents had a cat, and Abigail kept our dog. She has a dog and our dog over there with the cat. Well, she comes home one day, and the cat's murdered. I mean, just, it's been murdered. And Abigail was like, I think it's your dog, Annie. And I was like, Annie's like, I was say Annie's
a
like
a murderer.
You know, making a murderer. You know, his nephew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's Annie. Where you're like, she's like, Annie, I don't was know. There. But she did not do, like, she doesn't know what's going on. Like,
Annie, did you kill a thing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
When's WrestleMania?
Yeah. Am I going to be out of here in time to watch WrestleMania?
Annie.
I don't know, man.
I killed a cat.
Yeah. He killed a cat. He goes, okay.
All right.
You were there, though, right? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yes.
Wolf.
Wolf. I'm the dog.
Wolf.
So Abigail always deals with the dog, the pet stuff in our family.
Did
so,
Annie kill that cat?
I still to this day, I don't think Annie didn't have that in her.
Yeah.
But I mean, she definitely was around it. It's like, just, but she didn't.
She knows what happened, but she wasn't talking.
I mean, she is straight up. Dude, that I nephew. Like that nephew that you're like, yeah, but you can't be there, man. Yeah. And mm-hmm. you should have realized that. But then you feel bad that they're in jail, but then you're like, but you also can't be there for that.
Yeah.
It's also a fun thing to know, like family drama to bring up next time Abigail's just hanging out. You go, I mean, Nate's dog murdered that cat. She goes, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, get started. I go, let me tell you something.
Dude.
Just running around free like OJ.
Yeah.
Posting on Twitter, not a care in the world.
So Abigail comes over. So Abigail Harper's bawling, crying, and we think it's just over. And then I get a text from Abigail, and she's like, you owe me $180. And I'm like, well, what for? And she goes, well, I'll tell you. And then she'll tell you later. So she calls me later. So she went and bought a new guinea pig. And she's like, well, I'm going to just try to, like, she's trying to find one that matched, you know.
Looking at pictures.
Yeah, goldfish, that works unbelievable.
This is great.
But guinea pigs are pretty tough to match.
Yeah, they have patterns.
Yeah, she can't find one that matches. So she goes and finds one that's some science exhibit that has no fur. So it's
different
hairless.
Different color and
different,
no fur.
Completely different color and no fur.
And also, aren't the, she like the appendages are much larger and different?
I mean, there's nothing that resembles that this should be the same animal. And it's cost $108. We bought ours out of a bucket on the interstate. Like, I mean,
$25.
It would take flowers and a guinea pig.
Are those mandarin oranges?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Those are awesome.
Hey,
also, can I have some Topps baseball cards? That's pretty good. It's a good stand.
So is that fun dip?
Yeah. Rules. It's crazy.
I got everything.
You guys really got everything.
I'll do a swirly straw.
Yeah.
And let me get five of the $5 games.
Does this cabinet Mortal Kombat work?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. I'll throw a couple quarters.
So she brings this home. She makes up this big lie that they had to go get her shaved, the guinea pig shaved, because she and the vet fixed her.
They said like the dog like nipped
her.
The
dog nipped her and
right,
stuff. Yeah. So they got her shaved, and then and Harper's like, oh, she's just so emotional that she's going with it. My straight A third grader, just falling for all this.
Yeah, looks like logic ain't
big,
one of those
giant
days.
Lie going on now. And then so we go, well, we shave the fur, so Abigail's like, you know, so the fur's never going to come back if they said that. And Harper's like, okay. And then cut to later on, Harper sees the poop. The poop is completely different. And it's obvious they it's poop like gigantic, a lot. Gigantic, right? And it's like, so then she's like, why is the poop different? And then Abigail's like, well, we gave her medicine, so the poop's different forever now. Like, everything's forever.
Everything's
going
to be forever.
Everything's forever, so we just got
the hair won't grow back.
The hair won't grow back. I don't think Harper really likes it now, like, but it's like, she's got to go with it.
And you go, you Harper, know? By the way, like, don't make fun of people who can't grow their hair back. Yeah, yeah. Sort of a thing.
It's sort of a thing.
You're going to get your dad slapped.
Yeah. We made her watch the Oscars and said, this is what will happen.
Exactly.
Do not make fun of this.
Yeah. You see it? Yeah. You see that? Now, you liked your guinea pig, right? Now, if her husband.
Hey, guinea pig.
Yeah.
Nice haircut.
Yeah.
G.I. Jane, too?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's basically the gist, which is, I'm glad I'm kind of saying it now because I got to say it tonight. And I haven't really told it in a long time. But it's just all this big lie, and so now it's still going on.
But you said like Harper. She said Harper. Laura was telling me that Harper was just like so accepting of it, and just like yay, and just immediately with this new monster they have in the house, she's like I love it for her. Yeah, like, she's totally in love with it.
Have you found?
Oh, so that's the other part of the story.
So we did. That's the part I didn't know. In the joke, I was
Marcus is like, I gotta hear this.
This is all, 'cause I tell you something. When I heard this story, it bumped up your masculine. You're a masculine man than me.
Yeah.
But this bumped it up because I react. This is, for me, as like a city kid growing up, exactly where I.
You get the ickies?
Yeah. I check out and I'm like, I would probably just burn down the room.
We fed it to Harper.
This is your mistake. Yeah.
Marcus, what the fuck kind of show is this?
This is what you do. This is what you do.
It's a delicacy in Peru.
You eat your dead.
Yeah. Fucking white people.
Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at The Bonfire, and of course, that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. Calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
So we ended up, like, one day we didn't find it for like 3 or 4 days, and then there's a smell in like Laura's office, and I'm sitting in the chair in Laura's office, and I'm like, golly, what is that? And I lift up the seat, and it's in the couch, that like the love chair that we're sitting
help
in.
Me.
All form.
Was it crazy looking?
No, it looked just, it had the fur and stuff, but it didn't look that bad. But so Holly took her and I guess, and then put her in there. But I mean, the smell was so bad. And so we ended up finding her, and then, I mean, I had to get it and, you know, you throw it away. You never know where to throw it. You're like, do you throw it in the trash can? Is this recycling?
It could be recycling.
Trash can, right? Outside trash can.
Was Harper in the house when you found it?
Yes.
Yes, she was. She said she had to send her. She's like, hey, why don't you go watch a movie or something real quick? Like,
whatever she wants. You want to go rob a bank? You want to do anything? What do you want to do? Like, just get her out of the house.
He goes,
go bungee jump. You like
bungee
jumping?
We got to hide a murder. We got to hide a murder from her.
He goes, hey, you want to go try some knife throwing out back? You always want to do knife throwing.
You go, Laura, go find a tiny carpet. We can roll this body up in there.
Tiny carpet.
We got to roll this thing up.
I threw it with other.
Just a little rug that they're rolling the body in.
We're going to go buy a rug, a tiny rug.
It's a bath mat. Like, it's a little bath mat that you just.
Laura and Nate are carrying it out with a hand towel.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Oh, hey, Harper.
Oh, hey. Dude, that's
you just missed it, Laura.
Yeah. And then so they, that was.
So when you found it, did you leave the body there and go get Laura and be like, I found it?
Well, we were in the office together when we found it. And then so we were in.
Laura does the.
Yeah.
You know, the scared
one. Well,
I told Laura. Laura's the same as me, though. If I saw that one, I'd be like, oh my God, I've touched it somehow. Like, I was sitting right next to it.
You have the Ewies?
So that chair will always be that thing to me. And then, if God forbid, one time ever, of all the dead mice in New York I've had to deal with, which is probably five in my whole life in New York, which isn't terrible, it's also not great. In five times finding or collecting a dead mouse from a trap or something, the one time ever, I was just in, you know, when you're like in an irate fight?
Yeah.
Me and Carl and my ex were fighting, And that was the one time I just for some reason was cleaning angry. And I cleaned behind the stove. I moved the stove out, and there was a mouse there. And for some reason, that one, my mind just went somewhere else. I just, like, scooped it into, like, the, you know, the dustpan and threw it on my, man, it's bullshit. Every other time, one of them, it was just from the poison. There was a mouse just dead in my kitchen.
Yeah.
And I called Kurt Metzger to come over and pick it up.
That's very funny.
Because I was like, he's like, really, you can't? I'm like, I can't.
I'm up on a chair in the table. I'm up on a chair in the kitchen.
He goes, what I'm going to come over and do is just get, like, 10 paper towels.
Yeah.
So you don't even feel it and just kind of scoop it. Yeah. And I go, if you won't come over, I'll do that. But I'm telling you, I don't want to do it. And then when he did it, he picked it up and he goes, you see, it's not even like touching it. And I go, you still feel the heavy. Yeah, you feel the weight of dead life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude,
we threw it away with other stuff. In the trash. Just so you don't feel, I don't want to carry just a bag of that out.
A bag of dead body?
It's like surrounded in McDonald's bags.
This porter that worked at the restaurant at Dos Caminos, we had a lot of mice.
What's a porter?
Like, they clean overnight. Oh. They, like, make sure everything's clean for the restaurant to open the next day. And these guys didn't give a fuck. And they would do the sticky traps where the mice walk on it. And then they try to walk off and their legs start getting ripped off. And they're like, wah! And then you'd come into a mouse just being like, end it. Please end it. He would just pick the mice up by their tails and just go like, boom, real quick against the wall. Yeah. And then just poof, into a trash like it was nothing.
I've seen people in New York chase a mouse with their foot. And I'm like, do you plan on burning that shoe off your foot afterwards?
Well, now you're a dog owner. There was a whole Vice story about up in the Bronx in Brooklyn that they take terriers to go rat hunting in the city. And they'll let them loose where there's, like, a bunch of rats and, like, the projects or whatever. And these dogs will just go and fucking find them and bite them and kill them and bring the rats back to the dude.
That would have been a better life for sport than what sport is.
Living in that heroin hotel and just having Lewis smash fucking.
The biggest thing that me and Christine both ever, for 5 straight minutes, had jaws open staring at a person. The guy was unfazed by us staring. He was unfazed by everything going on. He was walking his dog. When we were in the East Village, so we're out on our front stoop. And he's walking down Fifth Street, and it's over by one of the tree beds, you know what I mean? Mm. You just hear his dog, small dog, not a big dog, just dips over into that thing. You start hearing, and hearing this crazy squeaking. And then the guy, by the way, I don't know if he was smoking a cigarette or something, he just kind of like, here he goes again. He's got that. He's looking at us like, every day with this dog. And then the dog flicks his head, and a dead, like, guts-out rat is flying up in the air and lands down right near. And then me and Christine are like, oh, my God. And then the guy goes, sorry, goes, this dog every day with this. And then, in my mind, I would have judged it, but judged it as, like, that's not what he should have done, but that's what I would have done. I was like, so he's going to clearly just walk away from this, right?
Yeah.
This guy pulls out, like, the dog shit bag. And, you know, wraps it up in his hand. And then picks up the rat with, like, his hand, like, with the bag over it, and then pulls the bag back down over there. But it's not big enough for a rat. Yeah. So he wants to get it on side, and this is his move. He pulls the bag over the rat mostly, and then wants to get up. So he flips it up, and you see the tail just go on the guy's head. Like, and he just muscle back in, then ties the bag up, walks up. While he's walking towards us, we're going like, like, we're following with our eyes, mouth open, and then right in front of us, he just opens up our trash cans and he goes, sorry, and drops it. I go, he just walked up. I never said a word. I was like, what was all of that?
You can't do that.
It's
that
like guy put a pillow in a pillowcase. He's like trying
He was so calm, though. He's like, oh, another dead rat on my arm, I guess. Yeah, he's like, here we go.
He
didn't think it's shit about it. I was like, it was jarring. No way.
Throwing in your trash, he goes, guy's kind of cute.
Hello, hello. Like, oh, hi, I would have been a really sweet pet one day. Whoa. Anywho,
anyway. Start singing Ben to you. You're like, oh God, all right.
We had a rat problem when I first moved to Chicago when I started comedy, because it was like they just knocked down a building next to ours, and
it sends them all,
and they could come in. I mean, we had a door, and they would open the door. And they could push it open, and we had them. They you hear
Chicago
them?
Rats are
oh,
like,
my God.
What's going on in here? What's Danny going on? You guys are sleeping. What are you comedians?
I would hear them under the bed.
Oh,
and when
deep
I'm asleep,
dish pizza. What are you, thirst?
Yeah.
And when I was asleep, I would hear it at night, and I could hear them under bed, like talking. You felt like. And I would just lay there and just I'd get under the covers more and just be like, please don't come in the bed. Yeah. I didn't know. You know, I was like 24. Like, I'm like, please don't come.
I wouldn't have known either.
Yeah. Oh, they're squeaking. They're like, one day when Laura came up to visit, she's getting ready in the bathroom, and at the time I see it run into my roommate's room, and I mean it's bigger than a squirrel. Oh, you know, God. it's a big thing, and I just shut my roommate's room, and I just never told him, and then I just didn't mention it to Laura because she would have.
Then your roommate comes home and he goes, a rat took my room.
Yeah.
He sleeps there now.
You go.
It took my room.
Hey, dude.
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, he's I see him the next morning on the couch. He's like, yeah, well, you let that rat in there, and he slept on the bed.
Did you take that rat's rent for the next 3 months?
Yeah, yeah.
He paid me first and last and told me to get out.
Yeah, first and last.
My third floor apartment,
the one
in Queens that we lived in, that was one when nobody was home. If you went in the hallway bathroom, because that was a bathroom and a half, well, if you were in the hallway bathroom, I could leave the door of the bathroom open and my bedroom door open, and it was a straight shot to look at TV.
Yeah.
So you like shit and watch TV.
Yeah.
And I remember one time I was sitting there going to the bathroom, and I knew we had like a mouse issue happening. I saw it a couple times. And this was, the TV was on and everything, and I'm sitting there on the toilet, mid-going. We're not anywhere near done yet. And I see this mouse comes out. It doesn't dart, and it comes out slow, starts crawling on clothes on the floor. I mean, having a ball, and he's going to mention all I can do. I'm going, hey! Hey! Hey!
Get on out of here now. Get on here.
It didn't care.
Go on, get out of here.
He was like, is this Nautica?
He goes, I'm going to bite a little hole in this.
I mean, it was just.
I'm going to bite a little hole in this.
I think it almost like laid into like a cute thing too. Where I'm like, ah!
Dude, you want to talk about.
I was just screaming noises to try. It wouldn't go away until I got up, and then it darts.
A cute mouse thing. When I first lived in Hoboken, when I moved out there, we lived above this Indian restaurant, and they used to keep out bags of rice out in the thing, and we just had a mice, like, it just created a mouse problem. Mm. And heavy drinking days, it's like Monday night bringer shows, barking. Yeah. So I just get hammered on Mondays. And I woke up on Tuesday, and you could smoke in the apartment, and I was sleeping on the futon.
Yeah.
And I woke up, and I was like, lit up a cigarette. I was like, a nice, cold winter Tuesday. And I had these Adidas basketball shoes, and then just a mouse popped up with his hands on the back of it. And
like, in the shoe.
In the shoe, and like looked at me, and I was like, that is cute.
Yeah.
But,
ran along the wall, and I was like, no.
When something gets away from you when you're trying to kill it, too, some party is happy it got away, so you don't have to deal with it, but you're also like, well, I guess tomorrow's problem.
Well,
again.
The dude went for Chicago. They came over and brought traps, and then these traps they would hurt you. And then it's a trap, and you're like, are in the sticky pad and stuff. You're like, well, what's going to happen if they get on there? It's like, oh, you just got to get it out. And we had one, the trap went down. One, the a leg.
Do you know what
stuck.
They do? I was gonna say, with the
a
sticky
leg got
ones.
Stuck. They like eat their leg off.
Yeah, with the sticky ones, when
they bleed out.
Because like they try to like fight their way off so much, they'll like you said, they're just like Terminator 2. They're just like rip their own leg off.
Dude, those porters would kill those. Yes. We'd come back and it's a bunch of struggling. It's a bunch of drama kids and like alcoholic comedians, and we're cleaning out the hutch, and they're like. And their legs are gone, and they're like,
yeah, their skin's coming off like clothes behind them. They're like just muscles coming out of fur.
My CPU is a neural processor. Huh?
I had a pet mouse when I was little that I loved, Spotty.
Oh, you
she
were such
so
a free
cute.
Kid.
And when I had mice in my first apartment in Bushwick when I was on air mattress, and I would trap them in cups and release them outside.
Why?
I couldn't kill them because they were tiny little cute mice. They weren't even like
there's no such thing.
Big mice.
They carry disease. They carry disease.
They're vermin.
I couldn't kill them.
We had this.
But they go to their rat parents. Hey, we found a lady that's pretty cool about
it. Yeah, she's into it.
We got some
Tori Amos over here.
We got some libtard lady letting us out. So let's go eat her food. We lived across the street from this field growing up. It was like undeveloped in the middle of the suburbs, and there was a bunch of field mouse in it, and my cat would go over there and just keep bringing mice over as like a present to my mom, and my mom would be like, please stop doing this, because you'd just show up and the cat would be like, wow, and it'd just be a dead body.
Merry Christmas.
My mom would be like, Garfield, what are you doing? But my dad, I told Jay this recently, my dad lived with this alcoholic dude named, he was an alcoholic, but he lived with this dude named Jim.
Jim.
And Jim had this cat called TC, Tough Cat. It was just this fat tabby that was like feral and just lived outside and would kill muskrats and shit that were by the lake that were like this big. So one time I'm sleeping on my dad's couch and I just open the door and I'm like, ah! And it's just like this rat beaver looking thing dead. It's like, and its throat's chewed out. And I'm like, does my dad like owe somebody money? Yeah. It looked like a mafia threat.
Someone sent him a message.
Yeah. And then Jim's like, with a Winston in the side of his mouth. He's like, fucking tough cat. And just grabs the thing and picks it up. I was like, you lake people move different.
Yeah. Although I'll tell you what, when you have a pet, though, it is funny to think. I mean, I've watched Christine. I have to love her. And I've watched her watch our dog eat its own shit and then make out with our dog. So I'm like, okay.
You got to stop her from eating her own shit. You know that, right?
No, we stop her, but she still gets her lips on it.
She was like slurping it up, and I realized
dude,
it was
there
gone.
Is a dog at our dog park that I have never not judged because the first time
he was right by your dog's butthole.
Yeah. Dude, soft serve style. Oscar, his name's Oscar. And if you go to the Hoboken dog park, you know exactly this fucking mangy mutt that I'm talking about. He looks like he's half dead and he's like brown and matted. And he's like, his owner looks like a ghost. She wears like long, like she's an old lady that wears like long, like almost nighty looking things.
Sure. Like a sister wife.
Yeah, she's like, Oscar, no. Any dog that shits, he just walks up and he's like. One time Katie was.
Thank you, may I have another?
One time Katie was at the dog park and I was on the road and Myrtle was playing with Oscar and she was like, hey, Myrtle. We don't play with him. Come here. Yeah. Just pulled her. She was
you like, that
you
don't dog,
play with that
like,
eat shit-eating hey, fucking mutt.
I fed you a hot dog once. Like, you don't see the difference of any of this?
But, dude, Oscar's just like, the second a hot one's out, he's like, what's this?
The dog's like, potato, loaf of shit.
When
same
I walk
right?
dogs, I used to walk, I don't remember that when I walked dogs.
Veter, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, really?
I did it before Veter. Yeah.
You got Veter into the game?
Veter will not say that, but I'm the reason Veter has his business.
Do you remember when Veter was walking the girl who fucked Tiger Woods' dog?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Rachel Uchitel?
Yeah. As it broke.
As it broke.
Gary's like, oh, I know her.
I know.
And we're like friends with Gary. We're like,
she doesn't there, give me any vibe.
Paparazzi would be everywhere, and there's pictures of him. Yeah. He's got that dog.
Here's your dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it like fucking Tiger?
As if you didn't need any more reasons to not miss New York. When we were in the East Village too, that was another fucking wacky day when we were outside and all of a sudden I came outside actually like smoke a cigarette and I was like, sometimes you see roaches just on the street and stuff and you wouldn't think much of it, but in one time sitting out there on my step for a cigarette, I saw like six roaches, which is a lot. Just a lot. And I was like, what is this? I go, that's so weird. Then I went inside. Half hour later, whenever I went back outside. It was like a different world. Like people were all out of their house to go, what is this? What the streets were, you couldn't take a step without having to like step over dead or living road all over the place. Our Russian
Bob,
our Ukrainian.
Shout out to Bob, going through a lot right now.
Bob going through a lot for sure.
Bob, team, we're flying the blue and yellow.
You guys
want
to donate money to Bob?
Dude, Bob comes out of the. He's like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what it is.
There must be sale at Roach Store.
I'm telling you, everywhere he goes, I got to figure something out. And he was like looking, he goes, are they in the trash can? And he opens up our trash can lid. And then I couldn't even guess from where. Two roaches just land on his leg. He's like, he's freaking out. I'm like, no one knew what to do. I go, and we found out later, they were like, they bombed a building. They're going to like gut and redo.
Yeah.
So they bombed the building. So all the roaches went into like the underground.
That's what
and
happens.
Popped back up through the sewers. And it was just, there was at one point on our street, when they were dead, all of them, all the ones that didn't get away, I'd say there was 4,000 dead roaches on our street, just all over the sidewalks.
They were those water bugs, those big
water
bugs.
Yeah, the long, dude.
It was so, but him just going and goes, even because he was like our tough guy. You know what I mean? You're almost if there's a dead rat in my place, I'm like, hey, Bob, can you come pick this up with your bare hands and get it out of
here?
He's
lived
under
the threat of Putin his whole life. Yeah.
He's been waiting for this to pop off.
But those things landing on his neck, he's like, hey!
Dude, when Vecchione and I lived together, there was
he's
this.
He's not even near an awning or anything. Like, where did it
they
come
came
from?
Out of the sky.
Down the street.
If a roach ends up here on you outdoors, like, what did it have you pop?
There's just a guy with an old slingshot. Sending them.
Watch this. Another roach.
When I lived with Vecchione, he went through a bad breakup. This is like 7 years ago. He went through a really bad breakup. We both did at the same time.
Oh, that's my favorite breakup, though.
Yeah. And we were, dude, it was great. But both of us went through a breakup, and he was really sad. And they demolished a building on our street. So the same thing happens. Roaches go everywhere. And they were crawling through our bathtub. They're like, every night you would have like five in the bathtub and you just have to run the sink. And Anthony, our landlord that never fixed anything in our place, I called him. I'm like, there's a lot of roaches. And he's like, yeah, they small or big? I went, they're really big. And he goes, that's not a problem.
They're just water
bugs. He goes, they find a new home. Small ones, that's when you call me. Big ones, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. I don't want to live with them. He goes, don't worry about it.
But Vecchione was like,
it's an honor.
Vecchione was, you know how Vecchione like psychs himself out? And he's like, I saw a roach. And I was like, yeah, you know, yeah, I think a building got destroyed or whatever. He goes, we see another one. We got to bomb this place. And I didn't want to bomb our apartment. So there was like five in the bathtub one night.
You're hiding from him?
Yeah.
You got to kick him back. Dude, guys, get down the drain.
I had to rinse him down. And then I come out and Vecchio goes, what was going on? And I was like,
I'm flash dancing in here.
Took a quick shower. That's what I told him. I go, I had to rinse off.
Yeah.
Why?
My hair was dry. Yeah. I was like, I had to rinse off real quick.
No, I just did a body wash. Nothing crazy.
Vecchio has bug issues, though.
Yeah, I mean, he's got PTSD.
Yeah, with his bed bugs.
Oh, dude, we had bed bugs, too. New York is so gross for that kind of shit, particularly.
I didn't know until I moved to New York.
The one mouse we had in the East Village place, that was another one where I was going to the bathroom, and I heard like the going outside the bathroom door, and then it popped its head under the door and just looked in there, and I went, oh! And it wasn't even scared of me then. It was like, looks around, I was like, man, not in here. And
it's into our bedroom trash.
In one night, we heard the bag of pretzels on top of our fridge.
No.
That's it closed.
Yeah.
We heard it like rustling around. And then like you go look in the kitchen and you see a bag doing like this by itself.
No,
and you're like,
no, no.
And you go, okay, well, it's in
it
there.
Must be the wind.
Yeah. So we go over there.
You give yourself explain. Yeah. The house is settling.
No, we knew. I go over there and like I had like a big bowl. Like a big salad bowl or something, like the salad mixing bowl. And I go over and you're trying to do that thing. You go, and I get threw it at it, and it doesn't go anywhere. You see, it goes back by the thing. But I go, well, it's definitely gone for the night. Now that we've talked about it, now it does that again. Next time we go out there, it's gone. But now we see it's bore a hole into the pretzels bag. I'm like, it wants those pretzels. Yeah. So let me throw the pretzels out in the can with the lid on it. Then we go back to bed, and I'm trying. Christine's able to go back to sleep somehow. I'm sitting up like this. I'm a wide awake and not. I go, I can't sleep like this. And then I start hearing things, and I go to Christine. I go, Christine. It's in the room. She's like, what do you mean? I go, it's in the room. I hear it rustling. She goes, I think it's in the garbage in here. And she's like, but that's not a food garbage can. She's like, paper garbage. So I go, I think it's in here. And then we go in there and we look at the trash. You see like, you know, envelopes moving in the trash. I go, get me something big to cover the trash can with. And we know at least in the trash can we'll get it outside. She goes, okay. She comes over with a cutting board that's not big enough for the top thing. But I go, I don't even measure. See, I go, turn on the light. She turns on the light. And I go, I jump down. The mouse runs right past the thing, up the side of the thing, and jumps. It almost looks like grabs the edge of its like skateboard. And looks like, I screamed so loud, and then it landed on the ground, and we're like, ah! And it just runs into nuts, and then just goes and goes off again. We never caught that one. We stuff up, and they never came back.
When you see the ghost movement of mice, we had one in our in Queens in the trash can where I was going piss. So I just went to the bathroom, and as I was walking by the trash can, I like heard it move, and I'm like, trash cans don't move.
Yeah.
And then I came back out, and I was like, this trash can's moving, and I like kicked it. It was one of the big, long, it's like the kitchen one that you step on and throw something in. So I kicked it, and it, like, moved, and then I heard something, and I was like, ooh. And Vecchio was out of town. I was like, ooh, no. And I had to go outside and just open it. We were on the first floor on a main street, and I just kicked my trash over. So all this trash just goes on.
You don't think about the repercussions of the problems.
Fuck at all. And I just dumped it out with a broom, like, banged the side of it, and was like, please be gone. And I looked, and there was a hole chewed through the bottom corner of the trash can.
I'm so afraid of that stuff. My house, if Christine was gone for a day and I was like, there was some kind of vermin or something in the house doing that, there's a good chance she can come home and I've lost it. And there's like, you'll see like 800 holes in the wall with pipes. And I go, I'm still looking for it. Yeah. It's in there, though. I'm starting to follow these pipes up here. Jay, we can't live like this. I go, no, we'll worry about that later.
Yeah.
Right now, we got to get this thing.
It's the mindset of like a serial killer, like someone that kills someone where they just want to go get rid of the bot. Like, they don't think of the It's basically you. That's
it's a crime of passion.
It's a crime of passion. Same mindset. You just don't do it to people.
Yeah,
but like that's the same feeling.
You're like,
they don't care.
Body.
It's like just get rid of it, throw it away.
When I real estate porn in New York, when I look at the Zillow stuff in New York for apartments, and you like outside, I play like outside space. Like what kind of outside space? I tell you, I would never. In New York City, if I was going to do outside, it's always going to be elevated, like above. Yeah. Anytime I see they go outside space and I look, I go, wow, what a back area. But really, it's spatially a good back area, but it's still like walls that like should have graffiti on them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's that, and I go, all this back area is going to be, the first time I go down there at night, and I'm like, yeah, let's go out back and hang out. And you see like a rat fight happening. You're like, well, this is my backyard.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want this.
Boys, break it up. Break it up.
Hold on, I got company.
Yeah, that's Timmy and Charlie. Guys.
Come on.
Friends are here.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.